ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ माज्ञानातिमिरन्दस्य जनञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टां स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदं सह गणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकान्ता नमोऽस्तु ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. So, chapter first, Arjuna Vishada Yoga means the yoga of lamentation or observing the armies on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And text 23. So text 23 is in the section between text 21 and 26 when Arjuna is confronted with his attachments. And then in the last section from 27 to 46, Arjuna will give the reason for not fighting. So that's the section. So text 23. Yatsyamanan avekshaham. Yatsyamanan avekshaham. Yaetetra samagatah. Tartarashtrasya durbudher. Yudhe priya chikirshavaha. Yudhe priya chikirshavaha. Yatsyamananavekshaham Yaetetra samagataha Hartarashtrasya durbudher Yudhe priya chikishavaha Yatsyamananavekshaham Yaetetra samagataha Hartarashtrasya durbudher Yudhe priya chikirshavaha Repeat. Yamanam avekshaham Yaetetra samagataha Kirshavaha. Yaetetra samagataha Dhritarashtrasya durbudher yudhe priya chikirshavah manam tvekshaham etetra tamam gataha dhritarashtrasya Kepriya Chikir Shavaha. Okay, word for word translation. Yatsamanan. Those who will be fighting. Avekshe. Let me see. Aham. I. Ye. Who. Ete. Those. Atra. Here. Samagataha, assembled. Dhritarashtrasya, for the son of Dhritarashtra. Durbudhe, evil-minded. Yudhe, in the fight. Priya, well. Chikirshavaha, wishing. Translation by Śrīla Prabhupāda Kijai. Let me see those who have come here to fight, wishing to please the evil-minded son of Dhritarashtra. Purport. It was an open secret that Duryodhana wanted to usurp the kingdom of the Pandavas by evil plans in collaboration with his father Dhritarashtra. Therefore, all persons who had joined the side of Duryodhana must have been birds of the same feather. Arjuna wanted to see them on the battlefield before the fight was begun, just to learn who they were. But he had no intention of proposing peace negotiations with them. It was also a fact that he wanted to see them to make an estimate of the strength which he had to face, although he was quite confident of victory because Krishna was sitting by his side. One more time, verse and translation. Yatsyamanam aveksheham yaetetra samagataha dhritarashtrasya durbudher yudhe priya chikirshavaha. Let me see those who have come here to fight, wishing to please the evil-minded son of Dhritarashtra. So the section is that Arjuna is confronted with his attachments because he is few seconds, one can say, before he sees all his relatives, and then it starts the lamentation. But a little in the section before, there were discussed the signs of victory. From the verses 12 to 20, there are five signs of victory. And I would like to refer to this because I had a nice story, and I would like to hear first if you heard the story about the... because there, what were the signs of victory? First was the conch shell, yes. Hanuman flag, chariot, the bow, Gandiva, Krishna, yes. So, more or less, these. So, have you heard the... Karunamai, you were discussing verse 20 yesterday. So, there was about Hanuman flag. Of Bhima and meeting Hanuman. Okay, have you heard, because this is one story, there is one more story about this, about how Hanuman came to the to appear on the flag of Arjuna, and this is about the Arjuna meeting Hanuman. Have you heard this story? You know the story? Okay, she knows this story. Okay, if you know more details, so... help me. But no, I will be telling the story, and if you know some details I don't refer to, please say it. So the story is that one day Arjuna was walking along the bank of the river, and he saw a big monkey, and he was curious who was the monkey, because the monkey behaved not like a monkey, but it was big and behaved in a human way. So after short conversation, let's say, he recognized that this is Hanuman. And because the Hanuman is a great fighter, and let's say he has the fighting mood, Kshatriya spirit, and Arjuna also is a Kshatriya. So at certain moment, Arjuna said, okay, you know, this story about Ram and building the bridge is very nice, but if I was there with my Gandiva bow, I would, in very short time, using my arrows, build you this bridge to Lanka, which would be even better than you built from your stones. Such is the power of my Gandiva bow and my arrows. And Hanuman says, oh, are you sure? Arjuna says, yes, I'm sure. I'm Arjuna and this is my bow Gandiva. So he says, okay, so we may try. But I think that your bridge wouldn't hold even the smallest monkey from our army. So they were challenging each other in this mood. So Arjuna, there was a river there. So Arjuna took the bow and arrow and, you know, very fast. He was, you know, ambidextrous, so both hands. And you know the descriptions from Mahabharata. And when he was fighting and shooting his arrows, his bow looked like a circle. Okay, so you couldn't recognize when he is, you know, taking arrows and shooting, because just was one move and it was so fast that when you looked at him from the distance, it was like the circle, right? He was just doing like this with the... So he was so fast. So within short time, he built a bridge, a huge bridge from the arrows, and said to Hanuman, look, now you can jump on this bridge and it will hold. No problem. So Hanuman said, are you sure? I can put one foot on this bridge and you will see. So Hanuman took the form of his huge form, the form which he took when he was bringing the mountains for building the bridge to Lanka, okay, because he was jumping to Himalayas and bringing the whole mountains to help with the bridge. So he took this huge form and he jumped to Himalayas, and to be more heavy, to the hair of his legs, he bound some huge mountains to be, you know, put some more weight, okay? So in this way, he was not only huge, but he was more heavy. So he jumped back, of course, at the bank of the river and where there was this bridge, and said, okay, I will put one foot because I don't want to embarrass you. So he put this foot on the bridge, and bridge stood, nothing happened. So Arjuna says, so what now? Hanuman says, now I will put my second foot. So, and when he did this, the bridge started to shake. And at this moment, Arjuna was a little perplexed and started praying, oh Krishna, Krishna, can you see this? Here the honor of Pandavas is at stake. Now you have to come and help me, because without your help, it will be shame for the Pandavas, so it cannot be like that. Please. So he was praying like that, and Hanuman was standing on the bridge, and suddenly Hanuman noticed that the river is becoming red, like mixed with blood. Okay? So they both were perplexed, why is this river became so bloody suddenly? So they looked under the bridge. So Hanuman looked under the bridge and saw Lord Ram standing behind the bridge and holding it with his back, and the arrows were piercing, you know, through his skin, so he was bleeding. because Hanuman is quite heavy. So, but in this way he was helping Arjuna. So Hanuman was shocked. My beloved Lord, what are you doing here? How come that you came to help the Arjuna? I cannot understand. So he jumped off the bridge and released Lord Ram. And Lord Ram said, "You see, Hanuman, I am not different from Lord Krishna. We are the same person. And in fact, when you see me as a Lord Ram, Arjuna sees me as Krishna. And because you both are my devoted servants, I will help Arjuna on the battle of Kurukshetra as being his charioteer. And I will ask you as my servant to also help Arjuna and be on his flag as a sign of victory." So this is the story. How Hanuman appeared on the flag, and this is the one moral of the story is that the Lord reciprocates with a devotee as devotee wishes to see him. Okay, if someone sees him as Lord Ram, he appears as Lord Ram. And someone who wishes to see Lord Krishna, he sees Lord Krishna. There is a story also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Bhagavata, where Lord Chaitanya was reciprocating with the different devotees, taking the different forms. It depends on one's attitude, relationship, and also consciousness. The most famous example of this is given in there is description when Krishna went to Mathura to kill Kamsa, and he was entering the arena when there were Mushtika and Chanura. Yes, Chanura and Mushtika, two fighters. So when he was entering, when Lord Krishna was entering the arena, the different people on the different or the audience, they were perceiving Krishna in different way. So Kamsa saw him as death personified. Some ladies saw him as a most beautiful boy. Some saw him as just some insignificant cowherd boy. So the different approaches. And this is also valid as we speak about our approach to Krishna consciousness, to approach to Krishna as the person, because the Bhagavad Gita is like the story of Arjuna who has this doubt. So we also approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We come with a certain background, with a certain frame of mind through which we perceive the Absolute, Krishna. So we may not understand that Absolute is the person at the beginning, because we don't have knowledge, because nobody told us before. But we may perceive Krishna in different ways. And these ways of perceiving are of great variety, as different as we come from the different backgrounds. And when we are trying to understand Krishna as the person, we meet the certain challenges. The challenges which are coming from our conditioned nature. So these challenges are basically connected to our body and mind, and it's a long way until we can see Krishna as a person. Okay, do you have any questions at this moment? Yes. We should first define what is selfishness, but as I understand, the selfishness is not accepting the authority. In this case of the Shastra. Because we cannot know Krishna by our material senses. We cannot know Krishna by our material mind. We cannot in any way using material means know the Absolute. Okay, so the only way to see Krishna is first through Shastra, Shastra Chakshush. This is how you see Krishna. Then you have the realization. So selfish means that you don't accept this what is written in the Shastra, and you're trying to see Krishna in your own way. So this is like being blind. You don't accept the description of someone who sees, but you still says, no, I can feel it. I cannot see it, but I can feel it, or I can smell it, okay, I can touch it. But still, this is not like that. So you can see Krishna through the authority of scriptures. Unless you do this, everything is selfish. Thank you. Yeah, the more precise you know what you are asking, the more precise answer you get, because I'm also not very clear. So there are different points from which you can see this. But basically, the most general thing is that you have to purify yourself by the purify the selfish motives by the process of sadhana bhakti, and that's the standard way, okay. And it may take time. It depends. Everyone moves in his own pace, so it may take long time or short time. It depends. It's individual, but it takes time. So the only thing is to follow the process, to chant, to hear, to eat prasadam, and be patient. Because with this is what we do. When we see, when we speak about the relationship, I was speaking about this the other time. We and the service is based. The service is not being a slave when we speak about service to Krishna, but being a lover. So this is loving devotional service means that you know the person whom we are serving, and out of love and affection for this person, you want to do something for the person. So, but what? How can you serve lovingly Krishna if you don't know him? Okay. So that's why it is also important to know Krishna. That's why hearing is important, because when you know Krishna, you know more and more about his qualities, how wonderful he is, how beautiful, etc. So you are being attracted more and more, and then you develop the affection, and then you can serve properly. If you don't develop this affection, so this will be motivated by different other things, like fear, like selfish motivations, because it's also possible that you will serve to get the position, you will serve to get the money or something. This is also, but this is not pure service. This is still material motivations. But this is also service, but it's not pure loving service. But the point is to serve Krishna. And in the process, we are being purified. So even if you have the motivations, Bhagavad Gita says that there are four types of people who approach Krishna: those in need of money, distress, inquisitive, and wise. So everyone has motivation. It's not everyone has motivation. It's a selfish motivation. You want money, okay? You want knowledge, etc. So this is selfish motivation. But still, Krishna accepts everyone who comes, even with the motivations such as mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. You had the question. But one question, okay? Mm-hmm. If it was saying that Duryodhana wants to get Yes.
But they were not all equal. They were like, some of them were doing it with other motives, to fulfill the vow or...
Yes, or by accident. Yes, yes. But somehow or other, there must have been something wrong that they stayed on this side. That's probably Prabhupada refers to. Yeah, the diplomacy was more important. The dependence, like in Bhishma and Drona's case, this was dependency. On because they were being, it's said, being paid by Duryodhana, so that's why they took his side. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Yes. So perhaps this was this little evil. Thinking it made appear that it was a very honorable promise and very noble, but still he might have taken the side of Krishna and Pandavas out of, you know, affection, love, but he didn't do this. That's what I can say. Any other questions? One more? Comment. Okay. That's the meaning of the sentence. In general, there was some flaw in their behavior. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Now, bhajan. Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.